Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer Soderblom here with our host, Superintendent Dr. Clarity.
Good morning, Marcy. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I'm super excited. We've got some great guests today. We're going to learn all about The Catalyst, which is Verona Area High School's recently rebirthed student newspaper. We're joined by Mr. Josh Thomas. He is a Verona Area High School educator and advisor of The Catalyst, and Verona Area High School student and editor of The Catalyst, Isaac Hall. Let's take it away.
Excellent. Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We are extremely excited to be here today. And I have two dynamic guests that are going to talk about the rebirth of The Catalyst and all that brings, bringing public information to our students and beyond. And we are going to open up with our first guest, Mr. Thomas, and then we're going to transfer over to student extraordinaire, Isaac Hall. But to get us up and rolling, I want to make sure that we are know the people behind the mics, and so we're going to begin with you, Mr. Thomas. As you think about your journey, and we can go all the way back. You know, go as far as you want, or just pick a day in life and move forward. But what brings you here to the Verona Area School District, and what keeps you going each day?
For me, well, thanks for having us here. First and foremost,
absolutely.
For me, I was raised by a lifelong educator, my mother.
Excellent.
So that was always something that was in there. So I spent 13 years in the media and realized that that wasn't necessarily as fulfilling as I needed it to be.
Right.
So I decided to go back to school on the traditional path. So I was in my 30s going back to school with 18-year-olds. it was eye-opening, especially when they made comments like, who brought their dad? It was a little hurtful. But
wow.
But I knew that there was something that I needed to do to create an impact.
Excellent.
And education is where I landed. After getting advice from my mother and high school coaches when I was contemplating this move, they were very supportive after a while.
Excellent.
I think, and I spent 9 years at another district. There was some change that took place over there. The opportunity to come here presented itself, and having had experience with a number of people, yourself included, with Verona Area High School, it made sense for me to come here. And the opportunities that present themselves are endless.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I can't tell you how happy we are that you made that decision to come here to join us here in the Verona Area School District. And when you talk about that life goal of impact, I want to reaffirm to everyone that's listening right here, Mr. Thomas has made a significant impact on the lives of students in the Verona Area School District at Verona Area High School, and we look forward to that happening for years to come. So hopefully we are a small part in helping you reach that goal, but I can tell you on behalf of so many families and so many students, we want to make sure that you know that your dream fulfilled.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Mr. Hall, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
And you're a junior at Verona High School, and at this time of spring, you're basically a senior by now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know. APs are coming up, so working on those.
But. Excellent, excellent. So we want to invite you into the space, and really I want to understand, like, what brings you fulfillment and joy? If you think about the education process and where you are as a junior, and I say as a pre-senior going to your APs, just give us your journey and what inspires you to be who you are each day.
Yeah, I really, as a leader of The Catalyst, I love representing kind of the school voice and what other people want to say, because a lot of people have opinions and thoughts about everything. And to bring people together who have those similar thoughts and feelings and to present that in a way to other people, I think is really meaningful. And kind of that inspires why I like leading The Catalyst and doing all that stuff.
So if we had listeners out here that may not understand the difference between a student newspaper or journalism club in general, how may it be the same or a little different than a newspaper that you may see online?
Yeah, so journalism club or our student newspaper, we're very collaborative between the members. It's a lot more free-flowing and whatnot. it allows for people who may just have a slight interest in journalism or writing to come in, maybe just write a story. And if they're like, oh, I really like this, continue, hopefully to continue on in the club. But if they maybe say, oh, this isn't for me, then they can just step out of this. So it's a lot more, we get a lot more of a diversity of voice in that.
As you think about the different, the diverse makeup, what are some of the positions, or what are the things that we are, as students may not think about? You know, the writing pieces of it, and maybe photography, but there are there other aspects of it that people might not recognize or have considered as part of the a strong newspaper?
Yeah, so actually just recently we opened up a YouTube channel now, and we're starting to do some more video content.
Excellent.
And we're excited to work more into that space. We have some amazing talent in Journalism Club and in Vernon Area High School that we're hoping to use. We're also next year planning on opening up a website and using some more talents in the electronic world and social media and whatnot. So, yeah.
Excellent. As the thought of reviving the student newspaper came to fruition, tell me about that initial conversation and then the journey to getting there.
For me, I came from a district that had a very strong newspaper.
Excellent.
And when I got here, I noticed that there was a club, but there was no publication.
Yeah.
So that was something that I started to think about. And having met with the club, the previous advisor, Ms. Philippi, who did a marvelous job as the advisor of the club, she was stepping aside, and it made sense for me to kind of walk Excellent. Into those shoes. So the leadership was in place. So when we first got together this year, we started to talk about, do we want to publish things? And Isaac was the first one who jumped up and said, definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. Instead of just kind of looking at various forms of journalism and media, you know, how do we really kind of take this to the next level? So then we put our leadership team in place, and away she went.
Wow. That's a... You're happening fast, I tell you. Mm-hmm. I tell you that, and we're very excited that it has happened. And in all transparency, you know, I think we're living a time where media kind of ebbs and flows in terms of quality, and I think also in terms of facts and making sure that that facts are out there. So, Isaac, I'm going to come back to you. What is the stance on journalism integrity, and how do you strengthen that as making sure that that is at the forefront of the work?
Yeah, I think not having biased journalism or like journalism that leans one way is incredibly important to both communities, but also a larger democracy. So what that means for the Catalyst maybe isn't as grand, but pushing writers who normally would kind of just lean one way and write one type of story, pushing them to do other forms of stories, and hopefully allowing them to see those other types of stuff. Yeah.
Excellent. And as you think about the headline, Mr. Thomas, I'm going to come back to you the leader of this work. Some of the things that we see outside of the work that's done here is, you know, kind of the negativity around what they call clickbait. Mm-hmm. But there's also the power of a very strong headline. Mm-hmm. And how do you help our students understand the difference between the two, and what are some of the expectations that you have as part of what the final product looks like?
Yeah, I think the entire process is very, very collaborative. Yeah. So we will look through the stories themselves and look through the headlines and figure out how we can maximize that without it being false.
Yeah.
So with maintaining a sense of integrity. So it goes through our section editors to the publication editors,
yeah,
through me. So from start to finish, it's a very wide open, honest discussion about what we're trying to do. And we want to represent properly. My thought is that a school newspaper is written by students, about students, and for students.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that we are capturing the entire student body and their interests in totality. In going through it, reading through some drafts, we could look at things and say, okay, maybe this could be interpreted a certain way. How could we reframe that so it's a little more open to all the necessary people that are going to be reading it.
Excellent. And Isaac, I want you to jump right in where Mr. Thompson said, no, you're a student, and there's a group of students in a space together, and as transparent as you can be, I don't, you know, if there's like confidential things that I shouldn't know, don't say them. But you're in that space together. Walk me through that collaborative process, that push and pull. What happens in those spaces?
Yeah, so a lot of times, so once a writer is done with a story, they would send it to their section editor, and we tried to make it as collaborative of an environment as possible. So we're constantly checking up on people, making sure that they know what they're doing and if they have the support that they need. So usually, since we meet weekly now instead of bi-weekly like we did last year, we can have a lot more collaboration between people, and we can say, hey, I noticed this part of your story, for example, is a little weaker. Do you need help with that? Or like, do you need somebody else to take a look at this? So it's really about that communal aspect.
And as you go deeper into that conversation and ensuring that what is written is facts, how do you, you know, what is that process to confirm that this is a fact before it's put out into a paper?
Yeah, we have our writers cite their sources and their interviews at the very bottom, and then we have the section editors go through those and make sure that that lines up with their story. And then the next level, which is the print editors and whatnot, we look through and we make sure that through the same facts that this is also true, and maybe a little Googling of just general information.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And, you know, I know we're very proud of the whole paper itself, but are there some headlines or some stories that, like, we crushed this one that you want to put out there and highlight?
Yeah, I think the satire edition that we did for our last issue was really, really popular.
Yeah.
Students really gravitated towards that. And there were some things that we collaboratively did in that piece that got a lot of people talking. I think if you could elicit conversation, that's the important thing. Not only are people reading, but now they're also engaged.
Correct.
With the reading. So, and willing to have a conversation about it. And also, some of the things that we're going to do, talking about the fundamentals of interviewing and putting together a story next year, I'm happy to say that journalism is going to be an actual class.
Perfect.
That'll go hand in hand with the club, but it also gives me the opportunity to lay the foundation for how to go through the interview process and how to write a piece in a little more detail. Excellent. So we're really looking forward to that and maximizing that, because that's just going to make our team even stronger. But I think our first issue, the feedback that I got from staff was overwhelmingly positive.
Excellent.
And people came to me. One of our teachers actually said that he almost cried.
Wow.
Because he was so thrilled to see this back. It had been a publication had been gone for so long.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that we weren't just recreating things that were done in the past. We wanted to make a new path. So we rebranded it, and we all collaboratively came up with the new name. And here we are. So the response that we've received so far has been really positive.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit more about the name, the meaning behind it. How did you get there? And, you know, what do you want our audience to know about it?
It was a very arduous process deciding on a name. Originally, there were many intense discussions and debates among all members of the club of what it should be.
Yeah.
The Catalyst was really just one of many names that we had as available. Obviously, it has the double meaning of like being a spark or an inspiration, because, you know, we're restarting the newspaper, but it also plays a pun on cat and the wildcats. So, yeah.
Excellent. I didn't catch that piece of it.
I'm quite literal, as you will know if you ever spend much time with me. So I totally missed the wildcat piece of it. Absolutely. I appreciate knowing that.
Yeah, once in a while, I'll come up with something that's somewhat creative.
Yeah.
So I was happy with that one. But I think the former publication was called Cat's Eye.
I believe so, yes.
That's now a K-pop group.
Okay.
So, which one of our editors came to me and said, we can't call it that.
Wow.
You know, it's a K-pop group. And I'm 52 years old. And I went, what? And they had to explain to the old guy what this was. So and then we decided to kind of rebrand it, and here we are, new logo and everything.
Nice. You heard it first here on In the Loop with the Soup. All of us having that aha moment that the catalyst was for the Wildcats.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, it's catalyst, like it's going to spark us into the future, which I think it has meaning behind that too, or it's the beginning. I didn't, as much as I say Wildcats every single day, I didn't put that together.
Right.
But, well, that is me. I am really excited to hear about the journalism course next year for a multitude of reasons, but one of the things I want to bring out is we talked about integrity of the paper, and we also know that journalism integrity couldn't be more important than it is right now in our society, just naming that. And so how do what are the things that are must teaches, if that's not a great phrase, but I'm just gonna put it that way, things that we must teach everyone when it comes to journalism integrity? And then how do you also help students decipher facts from just something that's written boldly and written as fact, but it may not actually be factual?
Well, I think for what students are, what's going to be expected is that they act with professionalism. So when they're actively interviewing people, that they're actually listening.
Yeah.
And following up with relevant questions. So, and before you head into the interview, know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So get as much information on the front end as you can to make the interview that much stronger. So that way you know what you're talking about. So you're not just kind of creating something out of thin air.
Absolutely.
So it's, and also understand where we have to check our own bias.
Yes.
Now, because there's going to be stories that are going to come up that are going to push against that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and that's going to be one of the things where students are really going to have to lock in to, I have to be straight down the line.
Correct.
With this, unless you're doing an op-ed piece. Now, you have to just report it.
Absolutely. So. Excellent. And Isaac, I want to lean into that piece of it as we, you know, we want to make sure that that the information comes from an unbiased viewpoint, but we also know as writers and journalists, you can maybe intentionally or unintentionally ask a question in a way to try to get to an answer that you want the person to say. How do you work, you and other students work to understand the importance of asking a neutral question to really stimulate that person's response and not what you want them to say?
Yeah, we try to make sure that when writers are going out and interviewing for their stories, they have kind of talked with their section editor about,
excellent,
okay, what am I going to ask, and what kind of responses am I looking to get here? I'm not in the way of like scripting stuff, but in more of the way of like just information and how will this help my story. Just really checking with the section editors is probably our main thing.
Excellent. And talk to me about how that conversation goes, because you want to maintain respect and dignity of everyone in a space. Also, we have peers working with each other, which isn't always easy. I mean, kind of walk through, you know, the space setting and how do you get to that level of really having those personal, maybe differences of opinions, but come to some type of resolution together.
Yeah, I think like a really important component of that is just respecting each other.
Perfect.
And we make sure to start out each other, like many people know, like are friends with other people in the club or may already know them. So that helps, obviously. But then people who may not know other people, like they're in different friend groups or whatever, we try to get them to, you know, maybe like even just switch seats and go sit next to somebody who they might not know as well, and humanize them in a way. So when it comes to that collaboration or there's a little bit of tension between them, they'll work together better and they'll actually know the person.
I think Isaac has done a really good job of creating this team atmosphere as well.
Excellent.
Because when we look at it, we are a team. So in where we're supporting each other, helping each other out, it's no different than a football team, basketball team, baseball, whatever sport. This is still a team where everyone has a role, everyone has a responsibility. There's another person that's relying on their colleague to get their responsibilities done. So it's, and he's done a really, really good job of building that culture into what we've established.
I absolutely love to hear that. And congratulations to you, Ozzie.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I want to, my final question to you before we close up today. It is our responsibility to, not just in the statement of our mission, but in our beliefs, to make sure that every student thrives in a diverse global society. Right now, this is poised to you. You're going into your senior year, and we've got one more opportunity to continue to build on that legacy that you've already started here. What can the Verona Area School District do personally for you to help you take that next step and achieve any goal that you see yourself striving for in the future?
I guess journalism in and of itself is a very, it not only like expands people's knowledge, but it also expands their empathy in a way.
Excellent.
So I think just more resources on all ends to get more people, get the catalyst into more people's hands is
excellent.
Invaluable for everybody involved.
Absolutely. And that'll spark you personally.
Yeah. I think seeing a transformation even in the student body or some little small shifts in movement in the current.
Excellent. I love that response. I love it. Thank you so much.
To follow up with what Isaac's talking about, we're like, our goals are big.
Yes.
So this is phase one.
Perfect.
So as Isaac mentioned, we have the YouTube channel now. Website's coming next year so we can do more timely stories.
Excellent.
We are also going to expand, hopefully, into next year where we do a on-screen broadcast. So we'll run that during A-pluses once a month.
Excellent.
That's another thing that used to happen and has fallen by the wayside, so we're bringing that back. And also we want to start getting into some genuine broadcast formats as well. So before you know it, I would like to see Verona have a whole large media footprint.
That'd be
so
great.
That includes podcasts as
Absolutely.
Well. So we'll put that on our website and our YouTube channels as well.
I'm reading Dr. Clarity's mind right now because we've talked and he's definitely interested in, a more of a podcast style where there's video, where there's, I don't watch many of those, so I only know the Kelsey brothers, right? But I'm sure there are a bajillion, right, where they have that video feature of it as well. So I'm definitely thinking collaborations and things we could do together. That's exciting.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for it. And selfishly, I'm still waiting for my opportunity to be in the paper.
We got you somewhere on the list.
You got me somewhere on the list? All right. You put me like 10th or 11th down. But I love the opportunity to collaborate. And, I try to respectfully be an open book. My journey in education, much like Mr. Thomas, is built off the love and passion and beliefs that my mother instilled with me. Hasn't always been an easy journey, but it's been the right journey. And every day I get to wake up and serve the Verona Area School District as superintendent, and it's an honor that I do not take for granted. So I would love to be able to enhance anything that I can do to support your work and the work of the club. But I'm really excited for the future of the Catalyst, and I also want to close by thanking both of you for being such great guests here on In the Loop with the Soup. It's been an honor to listen and learn from both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, with that, we're going to turn it back to Marcy for our closing thoughts.
All right, excellent. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Especially special shout out to Miss Linda Bell, who's Dr. Clarity's mother, who knows exactly when this is published, and she's waiting to hear from us again.
Absolutely.
So special shout out to her. And thank you so much for being here. If you haven't seen The Catalyst, folks, it is a top-notch publication. The writing is excellent. Stories are great. So we encourage you to try to get your hands on that. And that's it for now. We'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.